Acharya, as the Toro Shri Shrimad, Divine Grace Srila Abhai, Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki, ISKCON founder BBT, founder Srila Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki, Shri Guru Parampara Ki, Mantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Vyasa Dev ki Natai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Gaur Premanandai Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, this is Canto 10, Chapter 31, entitled The Gopis' Songs of Separation. And today we're going to cover text number 8 without a purport, and text number 9 with the purport. So I will read text number 8 and text number 9, which is a significant verse, we will do together. So you need not repeat text number 8 after me. Madhuraya Gira Valku Vakyaya Buddha Manojkyaya Pushkarekshana Vidikarir Ema Viramuyatir Adara Sinduna Pya Yayasvana. In translation to that verse, a translation in the purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Translation to text 8. O lotus-eyed one, your sweet voice and charming words, which attract the minds of the intelligent, are bewildering us more and more. Our dear hero, please revive your maidservants with the nectar of your lips. And we text number 9, or you can respond after me. Tava katam ritam tapta jivanam.
Tava katam ritam tapta jivanam.
Kavi miriditam kalmasapaham.
Kavi miriditam kalmasapaham.
Shravana mangalam Srimad Atatam. Bhuvi Grinanti Ye Bhurida Jana. Describe. Kalmasa apaham. That which drives away.
That which drives away.
Sinful reactions.
Sinful reactions.
Shravana mangalam.
Shravana mangalam.
Giving spiritual benefit.
Giving spiritual benefit.
When heard.
When heard.
Srimad.
Srimad.
Filled with spiritual power.
Filled with spiritual power.
Atatam.
Atatam.
Broadcast all over the world.
Broadcast all over the world.
Bhuvi.
Bhuvi.
In the material world.
In the material world.
Grinanti. Chant and spread.
Chant and spread.
Ye.
Those who.
Burida.
Burida.
Most beneficent. Jana.
Persons.
You can repeat the translation after me, some words at a time. The nectar of your words, and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul
of those suffering
in this material world.
These narrations
transmitted by learned sages
eradicates
one's sinful reactions
and bestow good fortune
upon whoever hears them.
These narrations are broadcast
all over the world
and are filled
with spiritual power.
Certainly those
who spread the message
of Godhead
are most beneficent. And purport. King Prataparudra recited this verse to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Lord Jagannath's Rathayatra festival. While the Lord was resting in a garden, King Prataparudra humbly entered and began massaging his legs and lotus feet. Then the king recited the 31st chapter of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Songs of the Gopis. The Chaitanya Charitamrita relates that when Lord Chaitanya heard this verse, beginning Tava Katham Ritam, he immediately arose in ecstatic love and embraced King Prataparudra. The incident is described in detail in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Madhya Lila, chapter 14, texts 4 to 18. And in his edition, Srila Prabhupada has given extensive commentary on it. Omagyana-atimirandasya Agyananjana-shalakaya Chakshurun-militamyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Astapitam jnana bhutale Svayam rupa kadamayam Tadati svapadantikam Vanchakalpa tarubhyascha Kripa sindubhya evacha Patitanam pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I returned to Vrindavan a few days ago, and on Friday, which is 3 days ago, I visited His Holiness Kadambakanand Swami Maharaj. I was hesitant to say this, but now I'm open to saying it already. I went before the kirtan could begin at 4. I went some time before that, and I was with him. He was lying on the bed, and I was sitting on a chair next to the bed with another devotee sitting on the floor next to me. Maybe his name is Ter Kadamba. He's tall. Ter Kadamba Prabhu. Yes. So, when I entered his room, there's a kind of energy that one feels when one enters into the altar. You know, it's like a spoken silence. Not unspoken silence, but a spoken silence. And I felt that for some reason. And I thought, this is most auspicious for my own purification. So then we exchanged some words in the beginning. And then the kirtan began at 4 o'clock. Every day they do kirtan from 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock in the evening. So the last devotee who was leading kirtan, there were several. I know him from a young boy, but now he's a young adult. I think his initiated name, his name was Stoka Krishna Prabhu before. Now his name is Smita Krishna Prabhu, his initiated name. Two brothers. So, Smita Krishna Prabhu was leading the kirtan. I was always in the room. I was not in where the kirtan devotees in the main area when you enter the room. I was next to the bed. So His Holiness Kadambakanand Swami Maharaj was, had his eyes closed, and he was on his back. And when Smita Krishna Prabhu was leading that last feature of the kirtan, maybe the last half hour or so, he was chanting the Hare Krishna Ma mantra in the tune of when we say Tavakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam. So in that tune he was singing the Hare Krishna Ma mantra. Yeah. So immediately my sort of consciousness went to the Gopi Geet because of the tune of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And I didn't think much of it at that time. Then His Holiness Kadambakanand Maharaj, he turned onto my side. From his back he turned onto my side, which would be on his right side, but the left hand up. And he looked at me and he said, Gopi Geet, Gopi Geet. So I didn't hear the words clearly. So I moved forward my chair to the close to the bed and I said, what is it? What is it? So he had his eyes closed and he opened his eyes. He said, Gopi Geet, Gopi Geet. Then I heard it clearly. So I just left it at that, because it was a very special moment, for me at least. And that made me sort of come back to my room and after the kirtan was over. And I thought about it. So there's Nama, Rupa, Guna and Leela. Yeah. Although Smita Krishna Prabhu was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in the melody of chanting the Gopi Geet, like during Kartik, you'll hear that in the Krishna Hall every evening. Yeah. But Kadambakanand Maharaj's consciousness went to Gopi Geet. through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It's not a separate thing. Only through the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one can enter into the Rupa Guna and Leela. And I felt internally very happy for him, and I felt very morose for myself. He's remembering that, and I'm like, you know, the remembrance comes from the consciousness of the heart, not the mind. And I was thinking of that. So mine was the mind, but his was from the heart. It's quite amazing. I don't know, I thought I'll just share with it, all of you. It was an appropriate verse today in terms of Tavakatamritam, Tapta Jivana. Then several years ago, probably almost 9-10 years ago, I was attending a Srimad Bhagavatam class in our ISKCON Juhu temple in Mumbai, Shri Shri Radharasa Bihari Mandir. Yeah. So I cannot recall the name of the disciple of Srila Prabhupada who gave that class that morning. But I didn't see him or meet him before, but I just came to the class and I saw him in the class. So during the class, he was relating a nice incident with Srila Prabhupada. And he was saying that how that at one time Srila Prabhupada was quite ill. You know, practically he had to be supported by his personal servants to even go to the bathroom. This may have been in New Dwarka in Los Angeles temple. So immediately many of the leaders came, sannyasis, GBC members, and came to Los Angeles like that. So he was relating that how the leaders went up to Srila Prabhupada and practically petitioned him that you should stop initiating disciples because you're getting sick. And they told Srila Prabhupada that you told us so, that when the disciples take the vows but they don't follow them thereafter and don't chant their rounds, the spiritual master goes through some inconvenience of the body. So then they gave various reasons that Prabhupada should take like a break or something, you know, from this activity until he fully recovers and restores his health to normal, healthy condition. So Prabhupada heard them all, and one of them even mentioned to the effect that, Srila Prabhupada, we are not instructing you, but we are simply requesting you. And Srila Prabhupada said, that's all right. The sons can tell the father what to do, but the disciple cannot tell the guru what to do. So he changed that. Yeah. And many of his letters, Srila Prabhupada doesn't write, my dear disciples, very few letters. Most of the letters that Srila Prabhupada writes to his disciples, my dear beloved sons and daughters, you know, and my dear sons and daughters, so and so. So he sees them more as his children rather than a guru to a disciple, but a father to the children. So when he said that, then the disciples were enlivened. Thought, oh, this is our father, and we can speak freely to our father, concerned about our father's health. So after some moments of this exchange or some minutes, then Prabhupada, there was a silence, and then Prabhupada, they waited for him to respond, and he spoke. And Prabhupada simply told these words to them. When they expressed that, Prabhupada, you are initiating disciples, but a lot of them are leaving, going back to their old ways. you know, before they came to Krishna consciousness. And that's what we're saying like that. So Srila Prabhupada just said one thing, and he said these words, "At least I know that they are not eating meat." Wow. So one of those devotees who came from Chicago area, after this exchange happened to Srila Prabhupada, so he was distributing books in that famous airport, O'Hare Airport in Chicago. So he was distributing books there. And then he happened to look at one devotee, but through the eyes he could know that this is a devotee, but he had a big, like, beard, you know. So he walked towards him, and that devotee disappeared, and he ran after him, and he cornered him in another way in the airport, because he left in the practices of Krishna consciousness. So when he cornered him, he said, "I know you." Yeah. So he had an exchange with him, and he said what Srila Prabhupada said. He said, "Srila Prabhupada still has a connection with you." "Oh, Srila Prabhupada still cares for me?" "What did he say?" Then Srila Prabhupada said, "At least persons like you, he knows that you are not eating meat. You may be doing other things, but you are not eating meat." So Srila Prabhupada still keeps the connection. Even if you are following one regulative principle. And then a few weeks later, that particular devotee who was distributing books saw the other person who had a big beard in Los Angeles temple to come and see Srila Prabhupada. And he was clean shaven. But he came with like pants and shirt. He said, "Oh, have you come?" He said, "Yes, you told me Srila Prabhupada still keeps the connection by saying, at least I'm not eating meat, and that's me. So can I see Srila Prabhupada?" And this devotee said, "Go and wear dhoti and kurta, because you should be properly presenting yourself as a devotee." So Prabhupada saw him, and Prabhupada never asked him about why he left, what he did and so forth. He simply told him, "Welcome back home." And he never left Krishna consciousness up to today. I'm not going to mention the name, it's a confidential thing. So this is what is called Burida, you know, Burida. It's in this verse. Why you change that tone? Is it making it better? Or the sound? I prefer the sound before this. He made it more bassy. Why is changing it? Hare Krishna. He's showing he's in charge of the sound. Is that okay? Is the sound all right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for improving it. All right. So this is a Burida Janaha. Srila Prabhupada, in his own translation of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he translates Burida as beneficent. But in the word for word, Srila Prabhupada says Burida means beneficent. Now, I never heard that word before. I heard benefit or beneficial. This is Srila Prabhupada's unique word, beneficent, in the word for word. And in the translation itself, it's beneficent. So this is Srila Prabhupada, Burida. So this particular verse, Tavakatam Ritam, especially glorifies Srila Prabhupada and his compassionate nature and his service to the disciplic succession. And the gopis, they sang this particular verse after Krishna left him during the prelude to the rasa dance. And they were searching in the forest of Vrindavan for him. And in their mood of separation, they actually sang this particular song or verse to Krishna. But actually that is what Srila Prabhupada did for us. He gave us Krishna Katha. He gave us, you know, thousands and thousands of pages and thousands of hours of Krishna Katha. Now the interesting thing is that the gopis are speaking in a type of Goloka Vrindavan consciousness. But how do they know of the suffering of the material, you know, the souls in the material world? Because this refers to a preacher more than anything else, this particular verse. Yeah. So the gopis know that the not essence, but the quintessence of love is compassion. So they are indirectly telling Krishna, you are not compassionate to us by saying this verse. But they are directly exhibiting the compassionate nature of themselves of trying to be preachers from the spiritual world, extending the compassion into the material world. And that's Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada descended from the spiritual world via the disciplic succession. Fine. Yeah. But it is well known that Shri Krishna requested Srila Prabhupada to come to the material world, and he kind of was not so happy about it. But he said, you go there to write these books. This was spoken by various devotees, including His Holiness Bhakti. His name was Makanchon before. Makanlal Prabhu. He's in his Bhakti Madhurya Govindama, and Bhavananda Prabhu relates this incidents of how Krishna, Prabhupada said Krishna personally requested him to come here. So he's amongst the associates there, but he has come here. Yeah. Another time, Srila Prabhupada was on a writing retreat in Hawaii, and His Holiness Satsurup Das Goswami recalls this. Yeah. And the personal servant saw Srila Prabhupada, the light was on the whole night in his room, like that. And in the morning, Srila Prabhupada requested, he says, we should go for my morning walk. So on the walk, on the beach, Srila Prabhupada had his cane, like that. And while walking, the servant remarked, Srila Prabhupada, it appears that you had done a lot more translation the previous night, because you saw the light was on the whole night. Like that. And Srila Prabhupada just said, He stopped, paused, and then he walked again. And then again he put his cane down and he remarked or replied to the servant. Yeah. He said, oh, the translation, I could do it very quickly. Yeah. He said, but it takes time to make it presentable to the common man. And that's how Srila Prabhupada, most beneficent, Burida, Burida, Burida. And he's second to none. And nobody can imitate him either. It takes time to make it presentable to the common man. So, Tava Katamritam. Srila Prabhupada gave us so much. You know, in one sense, Amrita. Amrita means nectar. And literally, which it means, which delivers one from birth and death. And Prabhupada has given this, that Tava Katam Kata Amritam. He's given us that. And And Mitra means, and Amrita, but Mitra means death. Amrita means become deathless, no more birth and death again. And therefore, the word Amrita means, in another sense, no more death. And Srila Prabhupada has given us that. Natapta Jivanam. Krishna Katha, it gives life to those who are aggrieved in the material world. Tapta also has this kind of root meaning of the word tapaha. Ta-pa. Like the first A is long. Ta-pa. So ta-pa indicates also a pain or misery. So tapta jivanam gives life to the living entity who's suffering in the material world. And more literally, the word tapta also means heat. Heat. And this tapta indicates that it's painful, it's miserable, and it's burning. And it's burning. So one is burning in the blazing fire of material existence. See? And then the spiritual master comes. And what's the famous verse? Shishya Guru Vastaka. Samsara dava nalalida loka tranaya karunya gana ganatvam. Yes, and that is our Srila Prabhupada. Now, the word tapa also has another meaning. Although it means heat, it means the fire of separation. So that's what's happening to the gopis. Within the fire of separation, they're exhibiting this beautiful verse, which is the form of the preacher personified. And that evening when I had this exchange with His Holiness Kadamakanand Swami, I was thinking more of him also. How these thousands and thousands of followers of Srila Prabhupada were amazing preachers, which includes him as one of them. Right there. And how they, Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha, and how they go out and tell everyone, chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna. And Koro Krishna Shiksha, followed Krishna's instructions and advice in books like Bhagavad Gita. Thousands of followers of Srila Prabhupada. It also reminds me of my good friend here, Bhakti Mark Swami Maharaj. He gives his association across Canada by walking, and people get his darshan and they are introduced to Krishna consciousness. And many devotees, like both men and women alike, who are disciples of Srila Prabhupada, are preaching so wonderfully all over the world. I remember recently there's one website, at least like classes on the web or Zoom. It's called Urban Devi, and that's headed up by Mother Rukmini. She preaches to thousands of people through that. So there's so many wonderful devotees in our movement who preach by distributing the holy name, by distributing books, and by distributing Krishna Prasadam. So I was thinking how all these wonderful devotees are establishing Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, following in the wake and following in the mood and following the heartfelt mission of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Now, this tapa also means the fire of separation. In a previous class, I also mentioned that how even those who did not meet Srila Prabhupada in person, even like myself, at times we feel separation from Srila Prabhupada. And that's meeting Srila Prabhupada. And through his energetic followers and through his vibrant preachers in the Krishna Conscious Movement, we meet Srila Prabhupada also. So Kavi Bibi, which indicates that it's like a poets, sages, and Iditam, they describe. So one time Srila Prabhupada's personal servant, Nanda Kumar Prabhu, he served Srila Prabhupada personally at certain times. Yeah. So he, on occasion, who happened to be Srila Prabhupada's personal servant, he shared some memories of Prabhupada in the sense that Prabhupada used to regularly take hot milk at night and before taking rest. I'm sure Shutikiti Prabhu is aware of this too. Yeah. So, and sometimes occasionally Srila Prabhupada used to take some puffed rice along, you know, with the milk. So one time Srila Prabhupada was, in the evening, was sitting behind his desk reading a Krishna book with his like wire-rimmed glasses. Yeah. So when Nanda Kumar Prabhu set the milk down in front of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada looked up at him with like this most beautiful childlike innocent smile, like that, and on his face, and Srila Prabhupada said, "You know, when I read these books, it's hard to believe that I wrote them. It's hard to believe that I wrote them." Yeah. And I learned something new every time when I read them. Yeah. And then Srila Prabhupada said, "Actually, I didn't write them. Krishna is writing them." And more specifically, he may have said something like, "Krishna is dictating and I am writing." Very wonderful. So I thought, you know, is there some like evidence that Srila Prabhupada actually said this? And I found it. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 8, text 39. I'm giving an excerpt of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada says so wonderfully, he talks in general about Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, who compiled Chaitanya Charitamrita, but is actually indirectly mentioning himself. For us, it's a direct mention of himself. And Srila Prabhupada writes, "The secret in a devotee's writing is that when he writes about the pastimes of the Lord helps him. He does not write himself. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 10:10, Tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Since a devotee writes in the service of the Lord from within gives him so much intelligence that he sits down near the Lord and goes on writing books." Amazing purport. Srila Prabhupada actually speaks about himself indirectly in glorifying Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And that relates to what Ananda Kumar Prabhu said exactly. And in other instances, Srila Prabhupada may have said similar things. Then, Kalmasa Baham. Kalmasa and Abaham. Yeah. So Kalmasa means a sinful reactions, and Ahapa means that drives away and eradicates this sinful reactions, and it brings immediate relief. So Srila Prabhupada translates in the Nectar of Devotion that the first symptom that a devotee feels that is in, one is in Krishna consciousness is Kleshagni. Kleshas means all these materials, miseries. Kleshagni, and then Subhadra follows. So when one takes to the practice of the Krishna consciousness in the beginning stages, one feels relief from the material world. And that relief is coming from Srila Prabhupada and his followers, especially the preachers of the in the Krishna consciousness movement, giving so much relief to the souls who are suffering in the material world. And next word, Srimad. Atvatam. Srimad indicates filled with spiritual power and opulence, and Atvatam broadcast all over the world. We know we can never repay Srila Prabhupada. And our repayment is eternally and it cannot be repaid. As Srila Prabhupada says in a letter, if you feel at all indebted to me, then you should preach vigorously like me. That is the proper way to repay me. Of course, no one can repay debt to the spiritual master. But the spiritual master is very much pleased by such an attitude by the disciple. In other words, we should preach. At the same time, we should practice Krishna consciousness seriously. Then Bhuvi Grinanti. It is chanted and spread all over the world. How does the gopis know this? Because they desire to come as Swarup Damodar Goswami. They desire to come as Rupa Goswami. They desire to come as Raghunath Das Goswami. That's what is happening. The gopis desire to take that and become preachers accompanied by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came in the mood of a devotee to spread Krishna consciousness. But this particular phrase, Bhuvi Grinanti, applies specifically to Srila Prabhupada, who left India, journeyed to America, traveled all over the world, and broadcast the message of Krishna. Chanted and spread, Bhuvi Grinanti, chanted and spread all over the world. That's the actual meaning of these words. And no one has ever done that before. No one. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Priti Viti Akshay Radhi Nagaradi Gram Sarvatma Prachar Hobe Maranam. But it was Srila Prabhupada who did that. And how is this? Srila Prabhupada himself sort of connects it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but at the same time it was he who has done this with his early disciples who helped him in the fledgling stages of this movement. So on a morning walk in Nellore in South India in January 4th of 1976 or so, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples named Shravananda, he said, there was some controversy of how this is going to happen amongst some other persons who were sort of critical of Srila Prabhupada. And Shravananda was hearing this, Shravananda Prabhu. So Shravananda said, Prabhupada, on this morning walk in Nellore, Prabhupada, they said that if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Krishna consciousness in the Western countries, why didn't he go there himself? That's what they told us. And Srila Prabhupada, sort of as a matter of fact, he just said, oh, don't you know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the credit for me? And everyone said, Jai, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Everyone? Jai Srila Prabhupada. Such an amazing thing. Yeah. And then Srila Prabhupada checked himself. But this is in the intimacy of his disciples, not in public. You know? Not in public. So he's the best preacher. We're just trying to follow in Srila Prabhupada's footsteps. And then Srila Prabhupada said, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loves his devotees more than he loves himself. He just tried to like cushion it in relation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's much more, so maybe we could leave some time for comments or questions. Anyone likes to help us. Okay. I'll punch a go to Prabhu.
I've heard that unless you perform devotional service in the past, you really can't take up devotional service. So how does our preaching to so many other conditioned souls, when not everyone has performed devotional service, is there a special mercy given to them to be able to take up this process, whereas others don't take it up, but those who do take it up, does that mean that they actually performed devotional service in the past?
So let's ask my dear friend and senior to me, His Holiness Bhakti Mark Swami, to respond to your question.
What I said was that I've heard that you've had to already perform devotional service to be able to take up again this process of devotional service, and we're vigorously preaching. Some are taken, some are not taken. Those who are taken, does that mean they actually perform devotional service? And how does one who didn't perform any previous devotional service take up the process of devotional service?
I'll think about it and I'll answer tomorrow.
I may not be here. I'm leaving today, so to hear your class. Oh, nice. What's your name again? Nagapatni Mataji will answer for us. Thank you very much. You rescued me.
It's by the mercy of pure devotion that they're able to take up devotional service. So this is another one of the wonderful qualities that Srila Prabhupada, with mercy, that just is saving the whole world, and it continues to do so.
Thank you very much. Are you satisfied with that, Pancha?
Very satisfied. Thank you.
Thank you for. Shruti Kitty Prabhu.
Say something.
Yes.
I think it's a comment you were saying how Prabhupada would check himself. He often, like he talked about Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. When he went to Caracas, Venezuela, the one time he went there, Gurdi Thai were on the altar. Prabhupada looked at all the devotees and he said, Lord Chaitanya has traveled very far to be with you.
Wow.
Of course, it was himself he's traveled. He's done everything.
Yes,
he's
yes.
Always
give the credit.
Dreams. Yes,
I love it. Nice.
He's traveled very far.
Yeah. Wonderful. So, can I conclude with something? And should I take more? I'm not sure. But there's a devotee, there's a hand up there.
Here, microphone.
Yes, what's your good name?
Seva
Krishna Prabhu.
Sevaksharan.
Yes. Tell me your question or comment. Yes, go ahead. Hold it close.
I just want to know the role of Gopi described by Srila Prabhupada.
The role of Gopi described by Srila Prabhupada. You want to know that? I'll tell you. I repeated this in the previous class on previous chapters some months ago when I was here. Are you ready? I'm going to go slow. Okay. Srila Prabhupada said, which is quoted by His Holiness Giriraj Swami to me, Srila Prabhupada said, the way to develop the love of the gopis' love for Krishna is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And that aptly describes this verse, Tavakatamritam. It's like a long sutra from Srila Prabhupada. The way to develop the love of the gopis' love for Krishna is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Is that okay? Yeah. I'll just conclude with one thing. Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles, in an election in Los Angeles on March 3rd, 1974. I just want to read this for you, Prabhupada's direct words. Amazing. In this old age of 80s, when most of the people take retirement and rest on the bed, I have taken this initiative, working day and night, sleeping only for 2 hours, so that when I leave this world, I could give you all of you a concrete infrastructure of my dream. Not my dream, but the dream of Lord Krishna. I hope all of my disciples, contemporary and upcoming, even the future generations, the great, great grand disciples. That's what Prabhupada is meaning. See? Prabhupada will repeat. I hope all of my disciples, contemporary and upcoming, will take care of this legacy with their heart and soul. That's all I expect from all of you. And then Srila Prabhupada begins to cry, and then in his crying way of his tears, he just says, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Kodi Vaishnav Vrinda ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki, Atai Go Premanande, Hari Hari.
Bhakti Srihat Bhagavat Swami ki,
Panchagoda Prabhu ki,
Jai.